Father's name was William Earl. Their mother's name was Una Edith, who never had much use for girls. Earl was a drinker and a fighter, road commissioner at one time. Before that he was a cattle rancher. Like most folks, fell on harder times. Irvin was the oldest and the toughest. Like his dad, he drank and fought. He looked out for Bob and Calvin. He and Cal piled around a lot. Bootlegged a little whiskey in the Black Hills. Later they both mined for gold. Drank and fought their way to Deadwood, where both started families untold. There that Calvin met my mother, from North Dakota on the train. A small dry farm near Jamestown, Eleanor was her name. Soprano and a teacher, still 3 years shy, 25. She was tall and smart and pretty. Calvin wanted her for his wife. Cal had bashed his head in a car wreck. Beneath the bandage he still wore, day that they were married, made her look just to be sure, made her look just to be sure, made her look just to be sure beneath the bandage that he wore. Bob was younger than the others, got left pretty much at home, without his dad or older brothers, had to get tough on his own. Then Irvin found himself in Utah, lit there on a drunken ride. Phoned the family, said there's work here. That was 1945. So the clan all moved to Utah, amidst the battering and the beer. Make a life in the Rocky Mountains, fish for trout and hunt for deer. Robin Irvin. Now every one of them's gone, and there ain't nothing left to do here, nothing but to carry on. But I still see them in the morning light, hear them in the meadow's song. And there ain't nothing left to do here, nothing but to carry on, nothing but to carry on, nothing but to carry on. Every one of them is gone.